And a basket. Yeah.
And, what about the, little barrel that you keep sticking nails in?
Okay.
Yeah. And the type of musical instrument that you used to kids play, like put your mouth and do back and forth like that.
Huh? What's that?
Type of thing to make music. You put it in your mouth and you slide it back and forth. And
oh, call that a mouth organ. Some of them say a harp.
And what about the kind that you hold up in a little handle that you...
A juice harp.
And what kind of tools do you generally have around the house?
Oh, I got wrenches. I don't got all kind, but I got some monkey wrenches, Stilson wrench, and end wrenches. I got such a few of those. Got to have different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else besides wrenches?
Hose, action, grubbing hose. I had a sling. Somebody take that. Had more use of that than I did. I wanted to buy one the other day and I come to Western Auto, but they didn't have it, so it seemed like they're hard to get hold of. And pickaxe, shovels, chopping axe, and I got all them things on. Mm-hmm.
What about smaller tools?
Well, smaller tools, screwdrivers and nipples, all those kind of things I got there. I don't have everything, because you change up on the sizes of things, and mine will fit some it won't fit.
What about for working wood?
Hmm?
What about for working wood? What kind of tools do you have?
Working wood? Well, plane, saw, drawing knife, level, square, and I do the plumbing all I want with the level. Level and plumb, too.
And what about for nailing something?
Hammer, hatchet, chisel.
You keep any different types of hammer? You keep any different types of hammer or just one kind?
Well, I didn't have any use for any different types. I know. No.
When you're getting ready to plow or to drive someplace with a horse, you say you have to go out and do what to the horse?
Hitch the horse up. Put the harness on. First thing I do, feed him. Cut him off. When he gets for eating, then I put the bridle on him, put the harness on him, take him to the plow, and go to work.
And what do you call the things you guide him with when you're plowing?
The lines.
And would you call it the same thing in a wagon, or would you call it something different?
In the wagon, same thing, the lines.
And what if you're riding him?
Riding you're riding the bridle.
And the thing you hold on to?
Yes.
That's still be the lines?
Range, if you could call it, bridle range or line, just the same. It works in the same attitude, only shorter, not as long.
And what about the thing you put your foot in when you're riding?
The stirrups.
And if you got him, if you got two horses on a wagon, and you got a piece of wood that goes down between them.
That's a tongue.
And what if you got, say, a buggy with one horse and you got two pieces of wood?
The shires.
And the thing that you would, you'd hook the traces to behind the horse?
And it's a single tree.
And suppose you got, see the wagon with two horses and each one's got a single tree.
Each one got a single tree and the tongue in the middle, and that's a crossbar.
Crossbar between the single trees.
Mm-hmm. The single tree is hooked onto the crossbar.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that the single tree can work just as the horse walk.
If somebody's got a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along, what do you say he's doing to the wood?
Driving along and you want to stop?
No, you just say, well, there goes somebody, he's doing what?
I ain't quite understand you.
Well, you see somebody going along and he's got a load of wood on him, you say, well, so-and-so is that doing what?
Hauling wood.
Hauling wood?
Mm-hmm.
And what about if had a storm and